95.9 X Rock Radio. As you know, the Comedy Showcase season is wrapping up. We're doing it with a bow. It's going to be awesome. Saturday night, May 9th, it's two shows, one night. We usually do the four shows over four nights, but this one's special because we're real excited. We've got actor and comedian Jamie Kennedy in town for one night, two shows only. It's going to wrap up our season because once summer hits and 24 hours of daylight, there ain't one of you that's going to be indoors at 8 o'clock in the evening. So we better get this now. It's going to be awesome. He's on the phone with us right now, Jamie Kennedy. Jamie, how are you, man?
I'm good, dude. How are you?
Outstanding. Outstanding.
When I'm there, is it going to be all dark?
No. You know what? I don't know if it's going to be dark at all by then. It might. Last night about midnight, the sun had kind of gone down. It'll be dark by maybe 1 a.m., maybe for a couple hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Light all the time?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it is. It's light all the time.
But people don't go out. They don't go out to clubs when it's light out?
They'll still go out to the bars and the clubs, but for a comedy, you need that little dark little room, you know, and people just don't want to do that. So that's why we kind of wrap up our comedy season in May, and then we pick it back up in September. So we're real excited to have you wrapping things up. So I take it this will be your first time, at least this far north.
Yeah, I've never been to Alaska.
I got to ask you just a couple things. You had one of those little runs in Hollywood that was so strange because you started like a lot struggling working, but you got to tell me about Marty Power. That is really funny, man. Did that really work?
It worked. I mean, it got me my agent or got me my meeting. I was basically a telemarketer. And I was selling, you know, stupid stuff like whiteout and office supplies.
Right on.
And I learned all about selling, and I was like, well, if I can sell this stupid like toner ink for a copier, why can't I sell myself? So you can't talk about yourself about how great you are, although that's the world we live in now.
Mm-hmm.
But it used to be that you had other people talk about you, so I created a character and I talked about myself, and I let me see if I can do the voice. But
what was it? I want to hear Marty Powell.
I would cool. Let's see if I can get it. I have to get really low. It's very hard.
I would call
different places, and I would tell them that I have a young kid here
who is
going to be the next Robbie Benson and James Woods. I don't know if you know who those are.
Are you kidding me? Robbie Benson?
Yeah. That's how I sell myself.
And, that was awesome.
And so, because when you're selling, it basically says, pick the best parts of the product. And I called, and I got in a meeting with M.
Oh, yeah. And then it all kind of took off from there for you, because you've been doing it since now. We're talking, once again, comedian and actor Jamie Kennedy. Brian Posehn and I had the same conversation, because you're one of the lucky ones that does acting and is a real comic. There's so many actors that try to do comedy and just fail miserably. But your stuff is really solid. It's really good. Obviously, a lot of folks would rather do TV and movies, but to be able to have a background of comedy has got to be so huge there in L.A.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like, I started as a comedian. Yeah, I mean, I always wanted to do improv, but, like, you had to pay for classes, and I was always broke, and I was like, comedy was free, so I could just go on stage, and that's how I got into it. And then I started getting acting jobs after I did comedy, I never really put it down, but I just always kind of did it. I think just because my acting stuff is bigger, that people don't realize that I do it. But I did a couple specials, but I don't know. Actors who do comedy get bad raps, I guess. But
I think it's the actors that try to get into comedy. They figure out just how difficult comedy is. I've seen so many of them fail miserably. Whereas you get the comics, it's an easier transition, or at least it seems to be, from comedy into acting rather than the other way around.
Yeah, I wouldn't wish stand-up comedy on anyone. That's a very hard.
It is
tortured soul.
Yeah,
it's very hard to do, and it's very, you know, I'm pretty good at it now because I've been doing it a while, but it's the life.
Yeah.
Live and die by your laugh.
Once again, we're talking with Jamie Kennedy on stage Saturday night, May 9th, Blue Loon, two shows. We got more with Jamie Kennedy coming up.